The findings of the pilot survey were announced during the launch of the Labour Market Information System, or LMIS. The International Organization for Migration is funding the project. Speaking at the launch of the system in Juba earlier today, John McHugh, the IOM Chief of Mission in South Sudan, said the pilot survey shows some important labor market information.
After interviewing 127,000 youth, we see that the youth unemployment rate is 72% for men and 88.6% for women, which is a definite concern for the economy and stability of this country. We also saw how there were a large number, 1,000 plus university graduates, that are another 7,000 with secondary school certificates and over 27,000 without formal education. All of this helps us to determine policy recommendations on what issues to address.
The LMIS is a tool to collect, analyze, and disseminate labor market information for use in development. It consists of a set of mechanisms designed to produce labor market information and identify skills demands and the supply of labor. It is a system designed to support the government, aid agencies, and the private sector as they seek to hire workers. Brian Chiberu, a consultant who helped design the labor market information system, says the survey confirms that unemployment remains high in South Sudan.
And what we already see here is that we have a huge youth unemployment gap in the country, we have high unemployment in the country, but also there is effort to create more jobs. The manufacturing sector is a major employer within the sector. Trade and transportation and storage in other sectors is employing so many people, but also development partners employ. We have more migrants coming in, mainly from DRC, Uganda, Sudan, that are coming in here. And of course, we see we have a huge difference between gender, with more men employed than women. And even in terms of salaries, we see men earning more than women.
At the event, Hussein Abdul Baghi, the vice president in charge of the government service delivery cluster, said in the past, weak institutions, a lack of resources, and a lack of data hindered policy formulation and monitoring. That hindered development efforts.
I believe that the system will support the government, private sector, and partners to South Sudan to understand South Sudan labor market engagement to match the supply and demand of the labor. There is no any means for the government of South Sudan to improve the state of human development but through labor market information system. Therefore, we need LMIS in order to identify policies and design programs that will encourage human resources development and support in employment growth over the long term. In addition, students and job seekers need labor market information system to help them to develop career plans, make career choices, obtain information about training opportunities, and find jobs.
Abdul Baghi says the system will help students and job seekers develop career plans, obtain information about training opportunities, and find jobs. Julius Tabule Daniel is South Sudan's Deputy Minister of Public Service and Human Resource Development. He says the LMIS will help the government plan better.
It has provided us that small hole through which we can see how South Sudan looks like in terms of employment, who are employed, who are not employed. Now, that will help government to plan accordingly. It will help government to formulate policies that will address some of those challenges which are being faced in the labor market.
The pilot survey was conducted in 6 payams of Juba County in Central Equatoria State. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.